You are about to embark on a new journey to expand your mind with the possibilities of healing through energy work. Energy is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together, they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
And now, here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everybody, to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I'm here for a bit tonight. I hope you guys have had an awesome week or day, depending on when you last heard from me. I did change the schedule for my show, whereas I'm just doing my flow thing, where I am coming on whenever I'm feeling it energetically, and so on and so forth. And in fact, yesterday I came on for a little while and, you know, one of my callers said, hey, you know, I noticed you don't advertise or anything. And I said, no, I do not. Actually, I like it that way. I feel like whoever is supposed to come to any particular show on any given day will be there. I love that flow, you know, for excuse me, for lack of a better word. I love that, you know, synchronicity or whatever, where, you know, people throughout my life, I've met people when I'm supposed to and vice versa. I like being in that range where everything is free flowing. It's not, you know, so much planned when I don't need to. You know, there's lots of things that we have to do in life, you know, and, I do those things very well somehow, but other than that, I operate much more optimally, much better when I just go with the flow, just go with what feels good and so on. And I'm sure that if you're interested in this sort of thing, which is the free energy healing, energy work and so on, that you know what I mean when I say that. And there are some who are new to this sort of thing, and they're kind of on the fence going, what's this all about? And that's why I'm here, to answer that question. You know, I think that energy work in general, or healers in general, have gotten a pretty bad rap throughout the decades. And, you know, there are, it's just like anything in other, in any profession, you know, it's, there are some good and some bad, you know, but I really would like to reiterate as much as I can that there are some very good, powerful, effective healers out there on this planet. It might be a little harder to come by at times, or so it seems. Not a lot of people are out there in public because of the stigma involved or because of how they feel, you know, perhaps confidence-wise and, you know, all that stuff. You put all that stuff and add it all up, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, it's not as easy. But I'm out here kind of putting my butt out on the line just to say, hey, you know what? The universal energy is out there. It's alive. It's always working with us, and your body is just so willing to heal. That's what it's made to do. And if we can just accelerate that a little bit, it's an amazing thing. Okay, so yeah, as always, I go off on my little tangents, and I say all my things I want to say in the beginning of my show, and I'm sure you have grown accustomed to that if you've heard me before. If not, I apologize. You know, I do tend to be long-winded, but I hope you can forgive me for that. Yeah, so the phone lines are getting full as we speak, and thank you for that. I appreciate your willingness to be open-minded and open-hearted, as I promise to do the same as we exchange energy. For those of you who would like to call in to get your own free personal energy healing, the number to call is 516-666-9920. Yeah, no, I didn't ask for that phone number per se, but it's just another irony, another hilarious thing in my life. And I think my helping spirits just laugh and laugh at me every time I give that phone number out. A little bit about me, if you're new, I am an energy healer. I've been healing my first patients, I guess you would say, were the stray animals in my yard. You know, they would seem to come to me, and I just kind of instinctively knew what to do. I sort of just touched them or put my hands on them, and I'd keep an eye on them. They'd keep coming back, and they seemed to get well, and it was just beautiful for me. I didn't know that that was anything different or unique, but it did happen to be. And so, yeah, energy work I've always done, and I am an intuitive as well as a shamanic practitioner. And as I've said before, some of these things, I suppose, are exclusive to one another, but I think that what I find is my abilities appear as needed, you know, and there are times when I could get a message during healing or after a healing, which is not necessarily something I get into my physical brain where it's me talking. I work with helping spirits who help me to heal others, I feel. That's my belief. And so we get all different sorts of things going on as I work with clients or patients and so on. And so that's me in a nutshell. What do you think? What do you think? Pretty trippy? I know. But yeah, thanks for humoring me. And I have extended the show just a tad today. I have it as an hour and a half instead of my regular hour. Yesterday and some other times that I have been on, because I'm so long-winded, and you know, thank you for forgiving me for that. I do tend to run out of time. I always have a lot to say, and then I also have spirit in my ears sometimes. And then like today, I do even have like a little topic. I just decided to come on and discuss something today, which is, believe it or not, the topic is copycats. And it, before you're like, what the heck? It's, you know, it's not always a bad thing when someone copies us and so on. And I had a lovely client earlier today who gave me permission to talk about this subject. You know, although it's everyone's always anonymous, I feel like it's still important, excuse me, to ask permission, even if it's a topic that no one will know that they spoke about. You know, it's still like a situation, and energy is still someone's. You know, that still belongs to that person. So it was important to ask and say, you know something, I'd like to share this with others, because I've heard this many times throughout the years and in working with people, and they've had issues with that particular thing where people are, I don't know, taking credit or mimicking or doing things here and there that even in the spiritual industry, and in fact, especially sometimes in the spiritual industry, people do that, and it's a weird energy that a lot of people don't know how to approach. So I thought I would give my 3 cents or two in terms of what I think on the matter and what we can do about that. So you can certainly stay tuned for that. So we have a few things going and planned, but not, you know, loosely, I might add. So as always, when I do these shows, I say a little bit in the beginning. I take my first music break. We'll just hit that topic right after, and then we will, in fact, we, the mouse in my pocket, as well as myself, will go to the phone lines and pick up these lovely energies and see what we can do for them. So with all that being said, we're going to take our first music break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks. Some doors are open, some roads are blocked. Sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. All around your island, there's a barricade. A heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
No, no.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Energy Healing. I'm Jenny Satori Davis, and I hope your evening or wherever and whenever you're from is going really, really well. So I'm here to offer free energy healing, and you can always call in at 516-666-9920. What that entails is basically you call and I say, how you doing? What can I do for you? And you let me know what it is that needs help, you know, and it's all about the energy and energy healing. It's not a psychic line or an advice line, or, you know, I trust that people are grown people who don't need me to tell them to go to the DMV to renew their license or anything like that. And I don't say this to be rude or anything like that. I just say this because there's differences in that I do compared to sometimes some other stuff that people are used to. And, you know, it's really just about energy here. And it's not about belief either. Whether you feel the energy or not, which a lot of people do, it doesn't matter if there's a belief there. You don't have to believe in this kind of stuff for it to make amazing change at times. You know, I don't make any claims to say that I'm, you know, the second coming or anything like that. I'm very careful, and my helping spirits, I think, keep me quite humble. But, I enjoy seeing where the energy goes and where that takes us, basically. You know, it's about your own experience. Because I am very rooted in shamanism, I do believe in direct experience only. And that's where it's not so much about belief. It's not so much about what one could read in the books or whatever it is. It's more about your own experience and what you gather from that, whether it be insight or healing. That's completely up to your own unique energy signature, your own path, and what that has in store for you in particular, if that makes sense. So yeah, I appreciate those who are holding, and you are welcome throughout my little thing here to call in as we go. So I just wanted to cover a little bit about the topic of copycats. And if you're just coming on, I arrived at this. I had, you know, in my work, it's not always about physical ailments. I think more times than not, I do come across a lot of people, even on my show here, that are more inclined to have or to discuss or work with issues emotionally and energetically and spiritually. And I think the physical, the two go hand in hand anyway, you know. But with that being said, there's a lot of intricate situations that are brought to me. And even though on the surface, the idea of people, you know, copying one another is not, it doesn't sound like a really big thing, or it's rather petty, I think for those who find it to be an issue in their life, it's not petty to them. You know, and I do recognize that even though something doesn't bother me necessarily, it doesn't mean that it's not important to somebody. And then as practitioners, it's almost always where it's, if it's important to your patient or your client, then it should be important to you. And that's how I believe, though. It doesn't mean that if you don't, you know, go that way, you're wrong. I just, you know, there's so many variables and there's no real definitive right or wrong for anybody. That was my topic yesterday, by the way, about how there's so much dogma in spirituality. But I digress to say that, yeah, if it's important to someone, if it's affecting their life, then that's something that a good healer or practitioner or whatever, you know, even a therapist, as it were, should be able to understand and tackle with you. You know, so with all that being said, in this instance, the person was feeling like their voice wasn't being heard because there's a louder voice, you know, and I think that we can all relate to that in one way or another when it comes to perhaps more frequently than anything in the workplace, you know, where let's say you're an easygoing person and then you work with someone who's a little bit more out there, a little more aggressive, and they kind of keep picking your brain and picking your ideas and then presenting them as their own, you know, to their boss. And how could that chip away at somebody? You know, it is important then, isn't it? If it begins to take that person's self-worth away, you know, and people can say, well, they need to be more confident and they need this or that. But, you know, as it's happening to a person, it could really begin to affect their energy, you know. And I just want to tell you from my perspective that most of the time when people are doing such things, I don't even think they realize it. I think more times than not, when you're in a position where people are mimicking you or imitating or just, I don't know, even wearing the same jacket as you or whatever it might be, a lot of times they're not even aware of that. You know, they just kind of go through life. They don't know or remember where they heard something from or where they saw that jacket, and they just go ahead and buy the jacket, or they just go ahead and repeat what they heard. They're not looking to hurt you or take away from you or anything like that. And I want people to try and look into the eyes of another person, you know, and kind of get that not everybody is sort of just trying to smash you down into the ground and say, huh, I'm going to take everything you do and present it in a bigger platform and make it look like you're the copycat or whatever. I mean, there's so much that people can assume when they're under stress and when their energy is off kilter, you know, and that's why it's really important when we get these emotions, you know, like, why, you know, that we stop and we breathe, you know, and we do the pause, as some people would say, and we reassess and readjust our whole way of thinking, our whole energy, and try to pull back and say, now, wait a minute, it's very possible that they are not even aware. And then you have to gauge whether or not you want to approach that person. Is it bothering you that badly? You know, and that's a whole other thing too. I mean, there's so many things. So anyway, that's one very strong possibility in these scenarios, is that we as people, as we listen to one another, as we spend time with one another and our energies kind of meld together, we will start kind of talking the same. We will start kind of liking the same things and so on. And it's like really kind of an interesting phenomenon, but it's not harmful. It's not malicious. It's just kind of human nature, you know. And so if you're being mimicked or copied, or you feel like someone's trying to steal your soul, and I don't mean that in a literal way, think about that possibility first, you know, and then move on from there. If that's not it, and I can almost feel somebody jumping up and down and saying, no, there's this one person and she blatantly does it every time, or he does it every chance he gets. You want to think about where they're coming from too. And I think that's the main message of all of this, no matter what is happening, whether it be a copycat situation or somebody lashing out or whatever, there's a reason that these people are behaving the way they are. You know, nobody wants to do the wrong thing. I think there was a philosopher, I'm so bad with quotes, I don't know if it was Aristotle or Socrates or whatever, but it's more or less saying that nobody chooses to do the wrong thing. And if you look at it that way and you think about that, the idea is that people who are in less of a stellar energetic situation in their life, in other words, they might have low self-esteem, they might feel unheard themselves, any number of reasons that they're in that space could make them make these choices that are maybe to you or I not necessarily awesome. Okay. And so if someone has low self-esteem and they sort of look at other people and envy them or admire them, and they feel like they need to copy that behavior or that personality in order to get what that person has, it comes from a place of hurt, of perhaps not feeling like they themselves, as their own unique signature in this world, are good enough to stand alone and to talk and do the things that they can do so uniquely well, you know. So in both these examples, we just need to look and stop and think about where a person's coming from. And, you know, I think that when we start stepping back and looking from that view, perhaps a bird's eye view, looking away from the situation and observe instead of absorb, then suddenly it doesn't bother you as much, right? I would think so. I would absolutely think so, you know, so I just went on and on. You got to love me, don't you? If not, I'm sorry, you know, but I think it's very, very important for us to always try, and we hear it all the time, you know, there's a reason why we call things a cliche. And, you know, it's always try and step into someone else's shoes first. Very hard to do sometimes when we are feeling a certain way, when our emotions are triggered or invoked or whatever. It can be really, really sticky and difficult. But I promise you that if you look from that point of view, from a bird's eye view, or out of self in Buddhism, you know, we are, the true self is us kind of above looking at ourselves, right? If we can do that, man, we could not only have compassion for that other person, but we can also have compassion for ourselves, you know? And it's not as bad as we perceive it to be at times. I think our minds and our, you know, our emotions and so on can create such energy that isn't necessary in so many situations. So take it as a compliment as best you can if someone is copying you. I mean, I can tell you that very often, especially when I do shows or my YouTube program or whatever, and I say an awful lot, as I often do, I can find that there are people who will say something in their program or their platform, word for word, what I just said. And they might not even tell me they listened to my show, but you know, I know they did. And when that happens, I feel honored. I say, wow, that's pretty cool, you know? And if we take these things as admiration, even if they don't give you credit, man, that helps a lot too. So I don't know, you know, spirit is never wrong. And as I said in my last show, the going with the flow, the saying what I feel type thing where spirit talks and I speak for spirit and then, you know, so on and so forth. This stuff never has steered me wrong before. So there may be somebody who needed to hear this today, or maybe someone in the future who will listen to this, who knows, 5 years from now. So yeah, I hope that helped someone today. And because I've talked so, so much, and I have plenty of time though, I'm going to take one more quick music break. I'm sorry, but I talk my butt off and then I have to go back and get me some more water. So I'm going to do one more music break. I see you guys hanging on the phone. I do have plenty of time, so I will come right back after this and we'll go to the phone lines and we'll get the awesome energy flowing and going. All right. And I'm still talking because I'm looking for a song to play. You know what I mean? Let's have a little dance. Let's have a little fun. Let's raise the vibration, raise our energy, feel good and happy. And I'll be back in about 3.5 minutes. Thank you.
habitations of the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low. The jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts. Two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, and just clap your hands, and just clap your hands.
Where's that?
That was a good drum break. Pick yourself up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues. Your suit with your parachute boots. Passing the Gucci from coast to coast. The command gear Wilson.
Those who swing both ways, ACDC.
Let's make it out, baby.
That's hilarious. I just brought you guys down memory lane, the 90s, right? Back where it's at. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you got up and danced a little bit. I sure did, and I think that's amazing to do just to move energy. You know, a lot of times we get all cramped up and cooped up and whatnot, and the best thing is movement, in my humble opinion. There's nothing like moving our bodies to move some of that stuff out. I often observe my kitty cats, you know, and they're feeling funky. they run around the house like mad dogs, and they are, in fact, shaking off all that excess energy. So I think they are smarter than we are in more ways than one. So with all that being said, welcome back, everybody, to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Saturi Davis, and I am your humble yet fumbled host tonight. And I thank you guys so much for being here and for calling in. The phones are pretty stacked up here, so I'm going to have to just get right into this. But yes, I am on here for another hour, so we do have time, I think. All right, so let's go to the phone lines and let's see. And this is always the tough part because I want to include as many of you as possible, but yet I just can't possibly pick everyone, I don't think. We'll see. So I try to go by what I call spirit. I think it's maybe a cheesed out way of saying that I don't know how to choose fairly. So let's just go for who I feel drawn to, and that would be, we're going to go for area code 310. So if you haven't listened to me before, what I like to do is ask people to smell the roses and blow out the candles before you get live here, and that helps us to clear the energy and create a really good connection very often for our our thing here. So, okay, 310, I'm coming to you now. Hi,
hello.
310, you're live. Hi there.
Thank you. Hello.
How
Thanks
you doing?
For taking my call. I'm doing well. I'm very honored. I was scrolling through Blog Talk, and I was drawn to your show and happy to be here.
Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you. I appreciate you and sharing your energy here with me today. What is it that I can do for you tonight?
Well, my energy is depleted, I'm actually a energy worker myself, and
oh, great.
I have energy depletion. I don't know how to explain it, but you probably know.
I actually get it. Yeah, and it's almost like you have a slow leak, my friend. It happens to the best of us,
yeah.
You know. It's, oh, and that's where I feel like sometimes the people, I put it this way, they have their straws out, okay, and they will sip your beautiful energy, your nectar, you know, because they are depleted as well, you know, and it creates this whole thing where
right.
they're feeding off you. And, oh, my God, yeah, I get you. So you'd like to replenish yourself energetically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is there anything else? Like, the way I work is that I really, my helping spirits are listening. The universe is listening.
Okay.
So we want to be as specific as possible. So
okay.
How do you know about your depleted energy? Like, what are your symptoms that makes you feel that that's what's going on?
Well, besides my spiritual work, service work that I do, I usually leave that for the weekends, but I'm a businesswoman during the week, and I have been feeling so depleted that I had to push some of my reads for like just a month, and so I'm so sensitive to your process. I honor the process. So whatever I need to hear from spirit, I would love to hear, or this is my first time
okay.
working with you, so I don't know how your process is, but I'm very open to hear what I need to hear, and I thank you for your service. So basically I knew I needed to, I was just too depleted, and you know, to do the work, to be in spirit, you have to pull your energy up and out.
Yes.
And to be,
yes.
And you're in the power of spirit. And I just couldn't get there. And I knew I was not going to be able to do my best efforts. So, and I always want to do my best efforts for spirit, because I work for the other side, so to say.
Yeah.
Me.
No, I totally get it. And you want,
yeah,
this is
good.
Sacred works. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, okay, since you've never heard me work before, what I do is I do work with the universal energy. And what I do is all you need to do is get comfortable, and if you want to, you can close your eyes. I'm told it's a better experience, but I actually bring energy to you. I work on you energetically, and if I do get a message, of course, I give that message to you at the end of it or whatever, but all you'll simply have to do now, if you're willing, is to just sit back and relax. There will be radio silence during this, because as I'm sending energy to you, I won't be talking or anything like that. So everybody listening will also have to just bear with our silence. But if that
okay.
sounds good to you, I can start now.
Thank you so very much. I'm honored. And thank you for your service.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. I'll talk to you after, so I'm going to start right now. friend.
Okay.
The energy has stopped now. I want to impart to you the image I was getting and perhaps the message. I saw you working with your hands, perhaps in the dirt. I think that what they're trying to show me is that sometimes just doing the mundane things will really help us to get away from our, feelings of, so much pressure sometimes as us service people. You know, we sometimes feel like we have to do, and, we give so much to spirit that we forget about the mundane world, the physical world, and that putting our hands in the dirt or putting our feet on the ground, as they call it now, earthing or whatever, all those things are to get us back grounded and get us back into our bodies, which we are always trying to leave because we rather be out floating around in the ether, sometimes. But specifically, I don't know if you can do that now, but even the gardening aspect, of just planting one beautiful flower or something like that could really help you kind of get your balance back in order, once a week or something like that. That's what I got for you. But other than that, I gave you some lovely universal energy, and I hope you enjoyed it.
So very much. I very much appreciate
it.
And thank you.
You're welcome. You have a lovely evening.
You too. Take care now.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Aw. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Beautiful energy. I'm so grateful, when I find people coming here and sharing their gorgeous energy with me and their their vulnerabilities too, to a degree. As I've always said throughout my broadcasts and also on my YouTube, that doesn't go unnoticed. It's just a lovely, beautiful gift to me and to spirit. So thanks for that. All right, we're gonna keep rocking and rolling here. And she's so gracious. She actually pressed one so that I wouldn't confuse her. What a lovely person. Okay. So I'm going to choose another person. Let's see. How about, I'm drawn to area code 559. So if you would be so kind as to smell the roses, blow out the candles. And actually, I want to explain that to people that there's an exercise that I kind of put out there, and it's about clearing ourselves rather quickly, and that might be useful for all things and all occasions, and that is to just ask the elements out there, ask the moon and the sun or whichever you see right now, and say, would you mind taking this? And generally they'll agree, and they what you can do is breathe in and then blow out whatever it is that you need to get rid of into the sun or into the moon. And they will absorb that, keep that sacred for you. They will help you to release that. So that's why I do that. It's kind of a release for both of us. I mean, we're introducing energies to one another. And I kind of like it. It's sort of fun. So anyway, with all that talking, I think 559 is like, okay, you said you're getting me, and indeed I am. So area code 559.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller here.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
What can I do for you tonight?
So I'm just really anxious. I've been trying to find a job that could increase my finances. And so I've been on the go searching and applying and interviewing and all this stuff. And it's just like burnt me down.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So when you say anxious, because, you know, like I said to the other caller, the the universe is listening. So what does anxious feel like to you? How are you feeling exactly? Like, is it, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm on the go. Racing thoughts, you know, nonstop chitter chatter in my mind. Worriedness also. Yes.
Right. And really, that's normal. It's human. Don't be too hard on yourself for that. I mean, a lot of people are going through that sort of thing. So it's not like a dysfunction or something's wrong with you. However, it's uncomfortable, you know, and I totally get that. Yeah, I totally get it. So you are new, but you did hear my other call there. You'll know that you can just get comfortable, close your eyes. Close your eyes if you like, and I'll start now, and then I'll come back to you and see how you're doing. Okay.
Thank you, Jenny. Very grateful.
You're welcome. I'll start now. Okay, my friend.
Thank you so much.
How are you feeling now?
I feel so peaceful and so grateful, and I just feel like the universe, you know, was there for me while you were doing your prayer or what have you, and I just feel more at ease.
Oh, wonderful. And that is the message. That is brilliant. I'm so glad that you said that, because throughout that energy work, I was getting those messages that you are supported, you know, and we forget that so often, but the universe supports us in everything we do. It's just that sometimes we forget that and we want to rush the process, but this is in all divine timing, my friend. You will find that perfect job and the right thing at the right time. Trust me on that.
Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Aw, I am just digging on this energy we're getting tonight. I am so thankful. You know, before I do this show, even though they're impromptu pop-up shows, I do... you know, kind of do some meditation, and I ask for those who definitely need help, but I also ask for the wonderful energies. You know, I want to work with beautiful people, and you all, you know, everybody is, but there's a really cool situation going on right now where we're getting some fantastic and beautiful energies that I am privileged to be able to see a little bit. So thanks for that. Oh my gosh, yeah, so we have a half hour left, which is really neat. I might just keep doing this where I have time to breathe myself, you know, and to also get as many callers as possible. This makes me so, so happy. But what I'd like to do is take a short break. I am so sorry for that. But, you know, the way I work is energetically, and I push energy to another energy. That's all I do. Like, we're all energy, and I kind of harness the universal energy, and I put it into you. And I ask it to do what it can for whatever you're asking for. I ask it to make that change. You know, your body is already wired to heal. The universe is already wired to work with you. It's just sometimes the frequencies are a little off, or sometimes the body energy is a little off. And this is where someone like me, an energy healer, can help a great deal. So that's all I do. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and do a quick, I'm trying to find a short song. I just need like 2 seconds. And I'm looking for it, so I'm also dragging my behind. Here, let's do this one. 4 minutes, I'll be right back, and I will come back to the phone lines. Thanks. Bring me a higher love. Steve Winwood. I guess he said it best. Even back in the 80s, we all could use some of that higher love on some days. And you know what, though? I hope I bring that to you sometimes. When I come on the show, I certainly strive to be a bright spot in an otherwise cloudy moment of your day. And as much as I love energy work, it's all about the rest, too. I mean, we can do wonderful energy work, but if our lives are not reflecting that in our interactions with others, you know, if our compassion isn't there, if our higher love, if our love isn't there, then, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm channeling that. But anyway, welcome back to the show, Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and we are coming to the rest of the callers here. So I'm going to go and see who I should choose now. So let's go for area code 415. So I'll ask you to smell the roses and blow out the candles, and I'm going to pick you up now. 415, you're live.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I would like some healing on my across my lower back, and hips are out of whack.
Okay. Okay, so across your lower back and hips. So both hips?
My left. I'll just say it's my left. It's a sharp pain in my left hip, especially.
Okay. Okay. And, of course, I always forget to, like, play my disclaimer and so on and so forth. So
yes.
I just have to say, of course, you know, see a doctor and so on and so forth, right?
Yes.
But since you've been listening, I imagine that you know that I'm going to have radio silence here as I work on you. In the case with pain, it's particularly good for me because I can get your immediate feedback, and I know that if I've reduced your pain or not, or if we need to work further, I'm happy to do that as well. So I'll work on you. I will come back and see how your pain is. So how is your pain level now so we can gauge that?
I'd say a 3 or 4.
Okay. And really, that's not too bad, but then again, it is, right? I mean, pain at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I have to, like, every step, it's kind of wincing, so, but it's not debilitating.
Okay, and is it a nerve pain or a bone thing, or do you know what it might be?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay. Does it radiate, or is it pretty much in the same area?
It's sharpest in the left hip, but it radiates across the lower back.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to just ask you to relax. You don't have to do anything else. Close your eyes if you want to. It's kind of a better experience at times. And if you're okay with it, I'll start now.
Great, thank you.
Okay. All righty, my friend. Let's see if you can gauge anything. How does the back and hip feel now?
Oh, it feels better. Yeah, I can stand evenly. I had to favor the right foot, you know, and now I can stand evenly on both.
Wonderful.
Equal pressure on both legs. So, yeah.
That's good. Now, did we, is it gone? What would the level of pain be right now?
It went from a 4 to a 2. It's not as sharp. Let's say it was very sharp,
yeah.
And now it's a dull.
Good. Okay. So there's room for improvement. I really like to have it gone. I know it sounds inconceivable, but this stuff, that's why I'm out here to demonstrate. Like, this stuff is real, you know? So
yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I could try again and see if I can minimize it to 0, that would be great. Now, keep in mind, sometimes swelling and things like that,
right,
it could take a little. But I think I could do better for you, and if you don't mind, I'd like to try.
Thank you. That'd be great.
Yep. All right. I'll be right back with you. All righty. Let's see how round two did. How is it feeling now?
Yeah, it does. It feels a bigger range of motion, more fluid.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it.
Thank
now,
you.
It seems, yeah, you're very welcome. Now, I would hope that it gets even better throughout the hours and maybe through tomorrow. I am here. I don't have a set schedule, but if you are on Blog Talk and you look for me, I'd love to hear your feedback. You know, I come on probably once a week or so, and if there's any more left, I'd be happy to work on it. But I'd like to see it stay that way too, you know, and then that makes me happy.
Yes, I'll let you know. Thank you. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thanks so much. You have a great night. All righty. So, yeah, and you know what? It's not to take away from anybody else or any other kind of phone call, but those are the ones I love very much in a public setting because, as I've been saying on my radio show as well as YouTube, you know, there are a lot of energy healers, quote unquote, out there that are not necessarily coming from the same place that some others are, where there are real energy healers out there. They might be harder to come by, and I've kind of came out to set the record straight that there are actually real energy workers out there. There's real healers out there. And this is when we could gauge, you know, someone who has pain and then they don't, in a matter of minutes, you can say that, yeah, actually, there are real energy workers out there. So I appreciate that so much, as much as I appreciate any other person who wants to share their experience and their energy with me. I appreciate that all. So anyway, I will keep going. You'll find that I am so long-winded, but, you know, I can't help it. All right, let's go to moving right along. Area code, how about area code 504, if you'd like to smell the roses and blow out the candles, I'm coming for you. 504. Hi there.
Okay.
Oops. Are you? You're kind of breaking up.
Debbie, can you hear
five?
Me? Yeah, Debbie.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Hello.
Hi. Oh, my friend. Wait, because you're breaking up so bad. Every other word, I have no idea what you're saying. Oh, no.
Okay, better?
That's better. I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in a different location. I'll just stand over here. Yeah, I'm having problems with, well, I did, with some bullies at work. And actually at home as well. And I feel
I'm
like I've come out
that.
The other side. Yeah, I guess it was a lesson. But I feel a little battered and not sure that, well, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to stay at this place or not, even though I kind of won the battle, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because sometimes when we win, we actually lose. You know what I mean? It's a weird little thing. Yeah, I know. And I kind of get that from you, you know, like, yeah, it was the principle of it at the time. But now that it's all settled, it's like, do I want to even stay here? What was I fighting for? You know, like this, right? Oh my God.
Right. But I mean,
I totally
shouldn't.
Get it.
It wasn't, the lesson just wasn't for me. It was for others before me too, because I've seen other people treated that way.
Good for you. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And
yeah.
It takes a lot of chutzpah, you know, like it does. It takes a lot.
Yeah.
I know. So congratulations. You've just reached level 8,000,099 or whatever. You know, but.
That's what it feels like. It feels like that. Like now my energy is at a spot. Like I was waking up, you know, that theta state when you wake up. It was like, okay, now if you've gone to the next step, you have to be really disciplined and mindful of your thoughts and your words and because, you know, there are manifestors, you know, for good and for bad. And
yes,
I too like to do energy work. So I was wondering if I should be doing, everybody's like, oh, you should be doing it. But I don't really know that. I'm just so lost as far as work. You know, I work in a regular job.
Right.
So,
and I know to keep the balance is a little bit strange. I mean, for me, for many years I worked in tech, in corporate, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I had this left brain and right brain thing going all the time, you know, where it's the energy work and energy work to me is like very creative. It's an art type of thing. And then you have this just hard coding stuff.
Yeah.
To find the balance between those two is like really – you know, kind of daunting where how can I exist? But the thing is, it's almost like a yin yang, you know, where you can find the balance. It's just, do you want to, you know, do we want to go to this part completely, or what's in our hearts, I think is the point that I make, you know, is it, I can tell, you know, just by, you know, like a healer isn't always about being mushy, you know, like soft,
mm-hmm.
lovely people. Sometimes we need to be strong, you know, and shine the light on these things, you know,
that's
the
what
darkness
I did.
Or
that's
whatever.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised that you had the wherewithal to do that, because that is a marking of a healing, healer and a leader, which you... The two go hand in hand very often. So I honestly can't tell you if that's your right path. You have to like totally feel that. But I can say energetically, I feel you're already out of that place. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a good part of you that's already not there, you know?
Yeah. And the lady, the bully was right over me, but then the lady over her was actually my cheerleader, my supporter, like, you know, do the right thing, use your voice. So it was hard for me not to, you know, I was the peacekeeper and the more pink and fuzzy one, as you say, not the tough one. So I became the tough one, you know, even in some scary situations.
Well, right.
So she said she would move me to a different location. And I went and looked at it. It's not there yet. And it just, I don't know. It still feels weird. I don't, I, you know, and I'm not young, I'm middle aged, so it's just like, everyone's like, oh, you'll know when you know, but I feel like I go from assignment to assignment, and, you know, the next one hasn't shown up, but I don't know how to create it if I'm supposed to create it. That makes sense.
Okay, well, yeah, it does. It makes great sense, and it's like my little pea brain can't do it, but my helping spirits can probably help you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
okay.
I can't figure it out, but I think that what I'd like to do, if you're willing, is I'd like to give you some universal energy and to help with just balancing and to get into your own heart. You know, you ultimately had the answers, but I think when I say that my pea brain can't grasp it, it's because I don't, when I speak, when I'm working, it's not from my ego, my own personal thinking. So let's see what they say, if anything, is
okay.
My point.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Let me, let me give you some of this universal energy. You just need to do nothing but kind of sit back and relax. If you want to close your eyes, you can. And see where we are after. How's that sound?
Great.
Good? Okay. Yeah. Start now. Okay. Well, now I've done that. And I did get, I got a couple of things for you.
Thank you.
One of them, I noticed like a beautiful silver, almost like a stream up and down, yeah, I guess where the chakras are, right down the middle of your body. Gorgeous, gorgeous piece of silver color. Yeah. And I said,
what's that about?
That's interesting. Well, the silver to me, and this is always up for interpretation, but I think what they're trying to tell me is that you can absolutely do both things. It's almost like when I said yin yang, and if we mix the black and the white, we could sort of get that silver color. You know, like we can blend this.
Mm.
Yeah, and we can still operate and function like beautifully. You know, it doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. It can actually be together. And these wonderful things that you can do, I did see like your heart is lit up very beautifully. Like you are very compassionate. You've got all the makings of the right way to be a healer, in my opinion. But you can do this, and it's like you're already doing that in many ways. You know, this example is kind of a different one, whereas it's where you had to be tough and you had to be fair. But they're showing me many levels of you caring for people in ways that are so important to the universe that it's definitely that you're a natural healer from what I can see. So I would certainly like continue on that path and don't feel like you have to make a choice. You don't have to.
Okay.
You can actually do both. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I take care of my mom,
I hope
too.
That helps you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. You bet, my friend. Thank you so much for being here and for showing up for the universe, too. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you. I'll keep listening, too.
You bet. All right.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Have a great night. Okay. Well, I guess I have time for one more caller. I see I have like 6 minutes on the clock. I won't rush you. So I will, let's pick one more person, and I apologize for anybody that I can't get to. I did extend the show, and I think that worked out pretty well because I had all these different energies, different people, so freaking lovely. All right. I'm feeling area code 856. So smell the roses, blow out the candles. I'm coming for you. All right. Let's see. 856, you're live.
Hi, how are
Hello.
You?
Hi. Good. How you doing?
Doing good. I just a little like on the off balance a little bit, like which way to go to travel or not. And before I do that, is there like a business proposal, I guess? Like I didn't get like a response yet, but I don't want to go traveling towards there yet before they communicate, if that makes sense. So like I guess healing from that. That makes sense.
Okay. Well, no, not yet. It will, though, my friend. It's not your fault. We just have to be really clear to the universe. So you don't want to travel for work? Is that what you're saying? Or maybe give me a little more detail there.
Yeah, for work. And I didn't get a response back for it yet. So I don't want to travel and get like a no answer, if that makes sense. I'll do it for myself
oh.
anyway, travel.
Right. You don't
want
to know.
But I want like that reassurance.
Hey, listen. Yeah, no, and that actually that's very honest of you to come out and just say, listen, I don't want to know, you know, like, but I think that for me, I can't manipulate fate. I can't manipulate people. Or, you know, whatever. But what I can do is kind of give you an opening in your thought patterns, in your energetic patterns about what it is that you can attract for yourself that you really want. You know, so maybe if we can say what you want instead of what you don't want, that could be helpful. So what
okay,
if I can wave my magic wand, what would you want?
I do want to travel because I got
okay.
like an offer before I made the proposal thing. And I thought that was kind of odd. They should have done it themselves, but somebody else did it for them, if that makes sense. And I appreciate that in that way. But I did it to find out, get myself ready if I'm going a place to stay to get that set up. And that's why I was like a little iffy. Should I go or shouldn't I go? And they said, if you're going to stay, you could stay there and work there. I'm like, okay.
What the hell? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
It's kind of all weird the last week or so with me this week, so it's like all strange, very, very strange.
I hear you. All right. Well, I mean, I don't even think I have anything I could do for you exactly because I hate to say that, but I think at this point we're just about waiting to see what can happen for you with your job and, you know, things are going to happen as they will and as they should. So I'm sorry to do that, but I think that's all I can offer you is just I really hope that whatever it is you do want comes into fruition. And I'm going to have to go now. Thanks a lot for the call. And, guys, thanks so much for being here, everyone. I so appreciate you. And your sharing of your vulnerabilities and your sharing of your energy with me. I mean, it's always such an honor for me, you know, and I've been saying this for a really long time because I actually believe that no matter what. And even when we have interesting and other types of energies, it's still appreciated. So thanks so much. And until next time. Oh, in fact, go ahead and follow my show if you'd like to see when I come on because I don't have a set schedule. So if you want to know at the moment when I'm on, click follow on the blogtalkradio.com/pure-energy or go to Jenny Satori on Facebook. That is Jenny, S-A-T-O-R-I. And I usually post like 10 minutes before the show, and that's about it. So you can do either of those things. But thanks so much, and I will see you and talk to you again. Have a great, great rest of your week. Bye now.